Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to Pillow Talk, where late night thoughts meet grown-up conversations. I'm Destiny Shanae, your favorite bestie with the mic, serving real talk on love, sex, and all the confusing, messy-ish in between the sheets. Around here, we talk spicy and heal loudly. We don't fake the vibe, and we damn sure don't fake the orgasms. So curl up with your favorite tomorrow tea, close your eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice. Welcome back to Pillow Talk, Sexies and Lovers. Tonight, we are going so deep. Deep that I'm either going to have everybody want to come on and talk about this subject, or y'all gonna be mad at me and be DMing me, right? But check this out. We're gonna go beyond dating apps. We're going beyond who's right and wrong. We're actually going to go into what nobody wants to talk about. But I am gonna start saying this. Yes, I'm getting ready to throw black women and black men under the bus. I am. Because I want you guys to really talk about this. And I want y'all to think about it. The type of black men women say they want, many aren't ready for, right?
Right.
Right. And the type of women black men
say they want,
they're not ready for. Because nobody is doing the healing.
Right.
Y'all go back and listen to that podcast, Dating While You're Healed. Mm. Dating being healed is so much cleaner.
Yeah.
It's like eating clean. It's like when you want a detox.
Right.
And you guys are doing a detox. How do you feel right after your detox?
Yeah.
When your detox is over, you feel really good. Mm-hmm. Your body feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what dating should be like. It should be completely healed. So many of us, there was no father in the home, no blueprint for what love, leadership, or security even looks like. And when you don't heal, of course, we pass down the same broken pieces from generation to generation. So tonight, my guest, C-Song.
Yeah.
We are asking, can we love each other fully without first healing our family trauma?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just repeating cycles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into this. Thank you so much for being
here. Oh, yeah. You know, it's a long time coming.
I know. I'm super excited. You know how long we've talked about this?
Yes, a long time.
Since I met you, we've talked about this.
We have. We have.
And it is here, finally.
We're here.
And I got you on, finally. Yay. I'm super excited.
Me too. Yeah, that's what's up.
Y'all, C-Song is a father. He's a barber. He's a son. He's a husband. He's a businessman, fashion designer. He business owner, entrepreneur, God-fearing man. Did I leave anything out?
Friend.
Oh my goodness. He is a friend because he is a friend to my king. But he has became a friend to me because we have set up many of nights in the studio, talking, running ideas, just, you know, really vibing, just really being real with each other. But let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all what he said to me one day. And I went back home and told on him, too. And my kids laughed they butt off because they was like, wow. After watching me for like 2 seconds, they was like, wow, it's so true. So we were sitting out talking. Remember this? We were sitting talking. And you said to me, wow, you really do talk with all the muscles in your face.
That's it.
And, yes. And I hollered. Oh, we busted out laughing. And my king was like, yeah, because she's from that side of the land. She's so proper. And I busted out laughing. And I was like, I do, don't I?
Damn.
I had to look at that. I do. I talk with so many muscles in my face. So, guys, that's how far we go back. We go back.
Wow.
But tell everybody about you. Tell them about your businesses. Tell them everything that they need to know about
you. Everything you say. But we elaborate on the chocolate state of mind.
Yes.
That's the movement. That's the clothing line. That's the clothing line is to promote the movement through it. So chocolate state of mind means chocolate come in all colors, but everything comes from chocolate. So what it's doing is it's letting everyone know that we all come from the same tree, the same root.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And it's also letting black people know, people of color know. you birth the world.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, so yes. That's your power. So I'm trying to, through this movement, trying to get people to understand on all facets. So this is not just for black people, because when they see Chocolate State of Mind, they either think it's a candy thing right, or they think right. it's and they look at me and they say black man bald with a beard, nah, that ain't candy, you know what I'm saying? It's something else, you know. So I look right. militant, so I've heard had white people tell me, you know, I can't say chocolate, I can't be in Chocolate State of Mind, I can't wear that. I said, yeah, absolutely you can wear it, you come from chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're right. Like white chocolate. Exactly.
Hello. Chocolate comes in.
So it's just letting everybody know. It's like a little history lesson, a little biology lesson, through apparel. Right. So then I'm a barber. So I've been doing that for since middle school, but professional since 2001.
Really? You know what? You're right. Because we did have people in high school cutting each other's hair. Yeah, so you're right.
I was that dude making money on the porch in 7th, 8th grade. You know what I'm saying? Cutting people in the neighborhood that still come to me today.
Oh, wow. That's
you know what I'm
cool.
saying? But I'm a barber. I got the movement. I'm an actor.
Oh, like, we didn't say that. Oh, my God. Actor, I forgot.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I knew,
man.
I was going to forget
I'm a musician in retirement. I'm in the back.
Okay,
but
I forgot that
they
too.
Pull us in and out. We double Dutch.
Right.
We double Dutch.
That's
we
so
get
true.
In and out.
That is
you
so
know,
true.
It ain't gonna never leave me.
I'm
on the executive side.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's
my
right.
boy
yes,
said.
Yes,
on
the
executive side, but I still write. I still sit up at night and I write probably almost nice. Every day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You are a manager, artist manager. Yes, yeah, you
managers.
Are a manager.
So it's so yes, many things. I wear a lot of hats.
Absolutely.
I wear a lot of hats. Absolutely. But my main thing is promoting my people mm-hmm. from a positive standpoint mm-hmm. and from a accountable standpoint. Mm-hmm. That's my move.
Absolutely.
That's me.
Absolutely.
I'm an accountable type of person. I'm a Capricorn too, so I got high expectations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, high standards type shit that I have to check myself on, so I
and
won't
Capricorns
be.
Capricorns are fun. Capricorns like to be. Capricorns like drama free.
Mm-hmm.
They like openness. They like to just be free and be about the business, but they just like to be free. Don't come over here with no drama.
Don't bullshit. That's
yes,
I'm not
don't
a
come
bullshitter.
Here with no bullshit.
And if my anybody know me, I ain't never been a bullshitter. Mm-hmm. Like I may not have done everything correctly,
right,
but I ain't
right.
never been a bullshitter. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't gonna never catch me nowhere bullshitting. So that's who I am. I'm a father too. I love my kids to death. They are my everything. That's the one thing that I know can't leave me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen to that. And that's exactly what you know what, that is good. I need to start saying that because people kind of look at me and my kids' relationships like, it's too much.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They're the one thing that cannot leave me, what you said.
Yes.
Because guess what? I'm never leaving them.
And then guess what? Even though you can get mad and you
Correcto.
Can go way across the planet.
Correcto.
You still mine.
Correcto.
So I say that because ain't no woman yours and ain't no man yours.
Absolutely.
Y'all are just together until.
Absolutely.
That is
it's
it.
So true.
That,
and right now, nowadays, it's so easy.
Yeah, it is.
It's so easy. And I have to say I'm part of that because why do I have to stay and deal with the stress and drama? Why do I have to stay in a relationship and you keep disrespecting me by cheating on me or by beating on me or by doing something that crosses my boundary?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one thing we need to normalize.
Nah, yeah.
Stop staying just to say you're married, you've been married for 15 years. I've been married 13 years. It broke my heart to divorce that man.
Yeah.
But for my mental stability and not only mine, but for my kids' mental stability,
mm-hmm.
they didn't need to see that. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't beat me, but it was a mental thing. It was mental abuse.
Yeah.
My kids didn't need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to grow up and be the same little assholes that he is, all because I allowed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now what is my mental going to be?
Mm-hmm.
When they get up and grow off and have families, now where does that leave my mental?
Yeah.
So I had to think about that. It was the hardest decision. That was one of the hardest decisions of my life, but I had to. And it was the best decision, of course, of my life.
Right.
But again, There's no way I could have never not made that decision.
I think after being in I was married 17 years. Mm. I was with her 20. Mm. But I think after going through that, I looked at things differently. You know what I'm saying? Because I was one of them that the captain don't lead a ship type shit. I'm there even if I'm not happy. Uh-huh, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I would sacrifice and would have sacrificed my happiness further if she hadn't left.
Correct.
But I feel like now, and that's why I said what I said, the only thing that's tied to you is your kids. That's the only thing that's yours.
Absolutely.
Outside of that, that woman is not yours and that man is not yours. So it made me start thinking like that. Like, cause that really crushed my spirit, my heart, to lose my family like that. And I wasn't beating her, you know, it wasn't, so I'm not even gonna go so deep into what we had going on. It's just, we got married young, and I'm again Capricorn, so we achievers, we like to go and get. So I went fast, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of drug her, cause she come from a way slower situation. I was, nah, we can do. Let's go. So I think, like I said, after when she left like that, and it showed me how easy people, you know, how easy it is to leave a relationship, and it let me know that ain't nobody yours. It may, because you know a lot of people say that's my wife,
right?
She's
right, right.
That's my husband,
right?
He's with you and she's with you. But she can absolutely make a change. She can change her mind. She can feel fed up and she can leave. You know what I'm saying? And you don't got to agree. And he can leave and you don't got to agree. But the statistics say women leave the relationship more than men.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And I mean, it's understandable. It's definitely understandable. But what's so crazy is I've had two relationships and I didn't leave the second one. He left. And the first one, like you said, that broke my heart because I thought,
forever.
I'm staying in it through your BS.
Yeah.
Why aren't you staying in it? And I'm not even doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you leaving? But again, when you get up out of my bed and go into somebody else's bed and you're walking around the house talking on the phone and everybody can hear you, including your kids.
Yeah.
Or when your kids wake up in the middle of the night, where is dad? Because I know that when we went to sleep, he was in here. You know, those are those things that you,
as
a mom, or to me as a human, or as a woman, I said, there's no way in heck am I raising my kids in this, or do I even want to be part of this anymore? I've been part of this for so long.
Yeah.
So no, it wasn't at the first sign of, you know, no, this was after 10, we were together 17, married for 13. This was after 10 years, I was fed up.
Yeah.
I went 3 more years of being married with him that even endured this.
Yeah.
Because I moved to Austin. Oh, I'm gonna make my marriage better and I moved to Austin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Clean slate, fresh start. We don't know nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
The only people we have is to rely on is us. Oh, that quickly changed.
Yeah.
Oh, that quickly changed. Yeah. But
but that you did the right thing, fool, for your circumstances. You did the right thing.
Yeah. Mental.
You
know
what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to take, and looking back at mine, I should have left years ago. Just to, not so much even to divorce, but just separate.
Right.
But I never would do that because I had attachment issues and I didn't realize it through my upbringing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
correct.
I took that time to reflect and look at things and like kind of, and get away from tradition too, to see what's real.
Absolutely.
Because tradition don't always, they don't mean real.
Yeah, no.
That don't mean real. You know what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't.
They act like that's real, but that's again, that's what they're doing, is acting. It's not real.
And sometimes tradition also means, to me, tradition, what does the word tradition mean? The same thing over and over again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are traditionally dating, traditionally being in a relationship, that means you're picking the same relationship over and over again.
Yep.
So you have to break tradition
in
order to get the right. If you did it 3 times, 4 times, 1 time, and it wasn't right, why would you grab the same thing again.
Right. Because you haven't healed.
Same small shoe.
You said it. Because it hasn't healed.
Correct.
You haven't closed
Correct.
Those doors.
Absolutely.
From the last situation and the situation before that and the situation. We don't, in our culture, we're not taught how to properly date anyway.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Because,
when you go back to, it's great, it's comedy, but Coming to America.
Yes.
He was saying,
yes.
He was saying, hey, I'm going to choose, we choosing the woman for you. And
oh, I love arranged marriage.
You know what I'm saying?
And I wish I would have been
because
in arranged
marriage. Because they're going off of what you are.
Absolutely.
You know, daddy know, they've studied you for X amount of years, and they were like, he's this or she's that. And he's,
Absolutely.
So then they looking for the type of king or queen to
that suits you
exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we don't know how to properly date, so we just out here crashing. You know, we crash dating. It's crash dating, crash relationships.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We crashing the fuck out.
We are. So, okay, JR Pump Man, JR 15 Pump Man 23. He was on, and I had him on. We talked about this recently, huh? Joe Blow. We came to the studio when we was editing, and I just caught it talking, okay? So I ended up turning it into a podcast. This is exactly what I said to him. We talked a little bit on arranged marriages. This is what I said to him. Everybody talks about how bad arranged marriages are, okay? Mm-hmm. People say, oh no, I would never do that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Look at it like this. Arranged marriage, you don't know them. Your family, who knows you the most, picks them out, okay? You get married to a person you know, and you learn a person. You guys are growing, you're married, you can't go anywhere, so you have to learn. A show that I watched, reality show called Married at First Sight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know
mm-hmm.
anything about the person, all you know is their name, right. And you go and get married, and that's the first time you lay eyes on a person. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most amazing thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we, what did you call it?
Crash dating.
We crash date.
Mm-hmm.
Go through chaos,
mm-hmm.
blow up,
mm-hmm.
get break up, bust your car windows,
mm-hmm.
Cheat on you,
mm-hmm.
and we get back together and we marry you. And we think that's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is arranged marriage, for all you think that arranged marriages are crazy and stupid, think about this. I think the other way we do it is stupid.
Yes.
We date somebody, know they're deranged, know they're crazy, see they're crazy, and marry them and think that's going to change them.
Mm-hmm.
Without even going to counseling, marriage counseling. Let's not talk about marriage counseling.
And I think counseling is supposed to come from, like, family. People who know you. His family blended. It's really supposed to be a blended situation. A council of elders, and they sit and they listen and they break shit down to you because you're young and you don't understand. And you don't get yourself like we get you. We
Correct.
Know you. Like, I know my kids. I know my kids as far as personality and what they
Absolutely.
About more than they do right now. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So an arranged marriage, like I told my daughter, like, man, ain't just gonna be no anybody you gonna be marrying. He gotta come and see. Okay, he gotta come see me. And I gotta talk
Amen.
To him. I gotta see him.
Amen.
He gotta be, you know what I'm saying? And to me, a man that wants to marry a woman, he wants to know her dad. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know my ex-wife's dad. I really wanted to know him.
Right,
I wanted
right.
to, you know what I'm saying? Because I
yeah.
really wanted her.
Yeah.
And I know that he was her head and he was everything to her. And I was like, well, if I want to be everything to her, then I need to know him. You know what I'm saying? So that was, to me, I feel like, and if I can give any advice to in this dating situation.
Hey, man, give advice. Let's go.
We're going to go there real quick. Like I said, a man, if he's dating you, baby, he would want to know your father.
Boom.
He wants to meet him.
Amen.
If he don't want to meet your daddy, that is a red flag.
Oh.
If your daddy
ooh.
Is there. If your daddy there.
No, you did if not. Your, if, say that again.
Yeah. If this man wants to be with you and he wants you, he wants to meet your daddy. Trust me. Because he wants to know who you are, because he cares that much that I want to know the man that she care
Amen.
About.
Amen. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's vice versa.
And that's if a woman,
if a female don't want to meet your mama, red flag,
Hello,
boss.
Oh, red flag.
Red
I'm
flag.
So glad you said that, because y'all remember what he said, this red flag, because we're going to come back to the red flag later, but I totally agree. So you said something earlier that's going to throw us into this segment. Where did the break begin? We talked earlier about history. Mm-hmm. History, history, history. I totally agree when you say counseling. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, we didn't have counselors. Mm-hmm. When our grandparents, grandparents, grandparents mm-hmm. was growing up, mm-hmm. they didn't have counselors. Mm-hmm. They had tribes. Mm-hmm. So they held their tribe. They held, they would come together. They held mm-hmm. counsel together. Mm-hmm. Even in the Romans, even when the world started having court, and they would come together. You know, the highest, the eldest, mm-hmm. that knew the cities, the laws, the land, they would come together, and that's how court really started. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we broke away from that as a family, right? I think the Black family didn't start, it didn't start with the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have social media no. back then.
Mm-mm.
But now our social media tells us what we should be doing. And I'll for the life of me never understand that. But let's go back generations. So slavery and family separation.
Mm-hmm.
During slavery, Black families were deliberately broke apart. We said something earlier. What did we say about white people? The white man coming in and deliberately breaking apart families. This was slavery. Y'all know before slavery, if you guys don't know this, you gotta do your research. Before slavery, we own houses. We own land.
Mm-hmm.
We own that stuff because y'all do know that Christopher Columbus did come in and steal something, okay? If you don't know that, please look at your history. But we own these things. This, the white man came in and dragged our man into slavery. Nobody was born into slavery. God,
right.
Jesus, who you pray to, did never, ever, ever say to you there were slaves. They never said to you these Black people are your slaves.
Mm.
And we just went with it. So husbands, wives, children, everybody was sold apart. We talked about that. Is that not the same thing right now? Is that not what you're doing right now?
Yeah, exactly what we're doing. We got our women are selling out to the system because they want, now the system is starting to tighten up with Trump situation.
Absolutely.
But I think it's on the back end, it's a good situation. But, and I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not that. I'm just
a
realist.
He has some great
points. I'm a realist.
He may
execute them all. And I ain't finna just go with somebody just because
right.
they in a party.
Right.
You know
correct.
What I'm saying? But they, you know, the women are selling out and the men have, so they sold out too. You know right. what I'm saying? To the streets.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and being away from family and not cultivating a family, not knowing how. But it go back to like what you were saying with, When that white man kicked that dough in on the slave plantation and took his wife out of his arms, that right there started enmity between the Black
Absolutely.
Woman and the Black man.
Yes, it did.
You know what I'm saying? And it ain't got right since.
And it hasn't. And then you were going to throw in Jim Crow.
Jim Crow.
Limited opportunities. Mm. Black men, Black women getting lower paying jobs. We know that. So that already right there kept us in a economic crisis.
Right.
Because we was doing the same jobs, same qualifications, some even more qualified, and we were getting paid less. And some people that was qualified doing dishwasher jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 4-year degree and I'm doing dishwasher. Y'all know that. We know that because guess what? It's still happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So family stress. We talked about going to the streets. It's easier, fast money.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about the fathers not being in the home because now they're having to go to the streets or work 2 jobs or work 3 jobs.
Which causes infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Which causes woman being lonely.
Absolutely.
She's raising the kids by herself.
By herself.
And she start to think, and we got to be real, women are emotional.
Yes,
so
we are.
When she don't have her man there and her kids, she got the kids running through the house and she got to clean, she got to do everything for these kids and he gone, that's making her feel like, why I need him?
And don't forget, we worrying about where you guys are, what y'all are doing. Are you really providing for us? There are so many thoughts.
Yeah.
Are you really providing for the family? Are you out there just playing? Are you out there cheating? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you actually doing?
You're not
Am I seeing
nothing.
The fruits of your labor?
Drugs got in back then too. And this is before the crack era. So you had cocaine, you
absolutely
had heroin, you had all, you had stuff like that, drink, you had the liquor. That all had something to do with that part was the black man. It was pulling on him to, he was trying to provide.
Absolutely.
Some out there bullshitting.
Absolutely.
But the drugs got hold to him. The drink got hold to him.
Too. Both of them.
The hoes got hold to him.
Both of them.
You know, all three of them.
Yep. Yep.
And so mama left at home, wife left at home, and she pissed off. And she might let Lester come down and tag her and come
it's a whole circle.
It's a whole
so
circle.
So you see how that circle started? So now the kids are seeing how mom's stressed.
Yeah.
And like you said, okay, so let's talk about the Great Migration jumped in there too, because in the 20th century, the fathers was leaving to find work. The slavery's over.
Yeah, all that's over now.
So now we're moving around to find work, but it's easier to move with one person than it is with five.
So you're leaving the kids and mom at home.
Correct. So you're leaving mom to either find some kind of work.
Yeah.
So now you're leaving kids left at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then daddy might not come back.
And then there's that. So that's the same thing we're facing with now.
No different.
I work, my work takes me away from home. You know, of course my kids are grown, but the point is my work still takes me away from home. Mm-hmm. It's no different than now.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than back then.
Well, not only that, I think everybody's job takes them away from home. Most people, that's why you have traffic on the freeway. Most people are going to work between the hours of 7 and 5.
Or
they 7 and they come home around 5 or 6. That's why you got the gridlock and you got the traffic jams and all that type of shit. So the job is taking everyone from their home.
From their families. Because by the time you get home, so I used to have the hours of 8 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. By the time I got home, I was so exhausted. I got off at 4:30. I worked in Fort Worth and I lived at that time probably somewhere in Dallas. So it would take me an hour and a half to get home. So I'm getting home by 6.
Mm.
Luckily, I don't have kids I have to feed, but I do have a family I have to take care of still. Mm. So yes, the mom kicks in, I go, I have to eat as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I cook for the family.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I finish cooking, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, and that's if I don't sit down for a breather.
Right.
So I had to change the hours because that was absolutely ridiculous. But let's throw in one that we all know far too well that's still happening right now. Mass incarceration.
Oh yeah, big time. Big time.
You know, that started in the 1970s
mm-hmm.
where Under we Nixon. Were getting incarerated on the war in drugs,
and
right?
Nixon.
Exactly,
yeah.
War in drugs.
Yeah.
You know, so that right there started it, because all they did was target black men.
Right.
They didn't target the white men that was doing it too, because let's get real, guys, we didn't bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't start it. We didn't grow it. We didn't make it. We don't have boats to get this in. I know everybody says this and everybody hears that, but I'm going to keep throwing it in there until it's printed. Because we didn't start this. We know that. We've seen the movies.
It's real.
So it's still going on right now with the mass incarcerations.
Now it's out of control. Because for one, we don't have leaders like we did a long time ago who wanted to step up and stand out and willing to put their life on the line to really change some shit.
Right.
So it's out of control now. Now babies is raising themselves.
That's
you know
so
what I'm
true.
Saying? Because mama now, she going to jail.
Absolutely.
Mama now is thugging. Mama now gangster. So it's
because the mama now gets younger and younger.
Yeah, she's younger and younger. And grandmama. Grandmama is young. So you know, so now you got 30-year-old grandmama, 30-something-year-old grandmamas.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I knew quite a few growing up.
Yeah.
I was like, that's your grandmother?
Yeah.
So who is that? It's my mom.
Yeah,
your
look
mom
like your sister.
Is like 5 years older than us, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know a 12-year-old, no, she was 13. She had her first baby at 13, and now she got 2. She had the next one at 15.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't stop if you don't break the cycle.
And her mama is, you know, so you got mamas now that smoke weed with their kids.
With their kids, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's one thing, and I'm not, you know, people say, you don't never post smoke weed or drink with your kids. I feel like once you get grown, y'all do it responsibly, but I ain't got a problem with it. Mm-hmm. But when they're kids.
Right, we're talking about they're in school.
In school.
They're in high school.
And you are drinking and smoking with your child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, because I got a customer.
If this hit home for you, or you know someone who needed to hear this, go ahead and follow Pillow Talk wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple, YouTube, you know, all of that. And for the behind-the-scenes tea, bonus confessions, and some unfiltered laughs, follow and subscribe to Let's Talk at Pillow Talk on YouTube. That's where the real combo continues. Want to slide in my DMs or just need to vent? Email us at letstalkatpillowtalk@gmail.com. You've just been wrapped in the warmth of Pillow Talk. Drift off knowing this. Your heart deserves peace. Your love deserves presence. And you deserve someone who shows up for you. Until next time, sleep soft. Speak your truth, never shrink to be seen, and let them earn your energy. I'm Destiny Shanae. Thanks for coming up with me tonight.